October 25th, 1904. The Work in Nashville. Ellen G. White. Extracts from Mrs. E. G. White's writings on the subject. A good beginning has been made in the southern field. In the forward march of events, the Lord has wrought most wonderfully for the advancement of His work. Battles have been fought, victories won. Favorable impressions have been made, much prejudice has been removed. As a people, we should take a special interest in the work at Nashville. At the present time, this city is a point of great importance in the southern field. Our brethren selected Nashville as a center for the work in the south because the Lord, in His wisdom, directed them there. It is a favorable place in which to make a beginning. Nashville is within easy access to Graysville and Huntsville. By the work in Nashville, the work in Graysville and Huntsville is to be confirmed and settled. Sanitarium work has also been begun in Nashville. This must be wisely managed and given support. Medical missionary work is indeed a helping hand of the gospel ministry. It opens the way for the entrance of truth. A sanitarium is to be established in Nashville. The site of this institution should not be right in the city, but outside the city limits, where land can be purchased for a reasonable sum. Nashville is to be a center for the work in the South, and a few miles from Nashville, a school and a sanitarium should be established. At Nashville, a sanitarium should be established. Not an immense building, but one larger than can be established in a smaller place. God has given our sanitariums an opportunity to set in operation a work that would be as a stone instinct with life, growing as it is rolled by an invisible hand. Let this mystic stone be set in motion. If ever a place needed medical missionary work, it is the southern field. Sanitariums should have been established in many places. The Lord is calling upon His stewards to use their entrusted goods in advancing the work that has been begun in Nashville. Those who have deposited their means in banks or have invested it in property are to put into circulation the means God has lent them to be used in His work. Thus, their talent of means will be multiplied.